So Jason here.
And long ball over the top. Barnsley on the attack inside the penalty area towards the back post. And Donnellan
struck
facing the goal. Not much room to manoeuvre there. And hits her own crossbar. And it's cleared now. Oh, and a bit of a mix-up there between Hayes and Mather. Allows Barnsley an opportunity here. One-on-one with the goalkeeper. And there's no saving that one. And on 7 minutes, Barnsley take advantage. We were mentioning earlier, Paul, about the makeshift nature of that back line at the moment, and Hayes and Mather getting into a bit of a muddle, and Barnsley take the lead, Paul.
Emily Pierpont there, left us hung at the back, I'm afraid.
So it's a free kick to the home side. We've had 22 minutes played, FC Chairlin, by 1-0. This free kick right in front of the home dugout on the touchline on the right-hand side. Lofted long into FC United's penalty area. Hayes doesn't deal with it. Breaks to Ken. Oh, well, I thought Kennelly was going to get on it, but Nat Watson got to it first and poked it past Ainsworth. And that was all very simple stuff, that, Paul, really, wasn't it? 2-0 to Barnsley now.
It's rather soft, really, when you get a free kick launch from deep and somebody misses a header and somebody runs in behind and nods it in. It's not very good at all.
Smith can't win it. And it's now with Miles. Miles threads that ball through. That's a nice ball to the edge of FC United's penalty area. Turns infield. Shot comes in. And that's a beautiful worked, I was about to say goal, but effort. And the reason why I'd not said goal is because Ainsworth has just produced a brilliant save to palm that wide, Paul.
That was a terrific save. 3-0, the game would have been absolutely dead and buried.
And that's a loose pass in the back there for FC United. Pounced upon. Flag goes up from the linesman. Referee says play on, because the advantage very much with Barnsley. Shot saved by Ainsworth. Really, Barnsley should be 3-0 up there, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, we're down to Chloe Ainsworth keeping the score down at the moment.
Foy with this corner. In it comes on the left foot. Lofted in towards the 6-yard box. And oh, there's Ainsworth again saving it. This time on the back post. Chambers, O'Gara down the right hand side for Chambers. Can FC United launch a counter here? Chambers just inside Barnes' half. Tries to find Hartley. Hartley pounces. Hartley's through. 1-on-1 underneath the goalkeeper. And FC United have scored 2-1 right on half time, Paul. Yes, well, that's better. That was good, wasn't it?
A great time to score. There's no bad time to score, of course, but that really puts us back in the frame, and let's hope we can draw some comfort from that in the second half.
Donnellan to take on the left-hand side, headed clear. Only as far as O'Gara. O'Gara gets it back to Donnellan. Wild to O'Gara. O'Gara, good ball that towards Chambers. Chambers on her right foot, though, has to come back on the left, and now she does. Shot comes in, and that's the equaliser from the captain. Brilliant stuff from FC United. 53 minutes played. From 2-0 down, it's 2-2, Paul.
It was interesting. The cross came in, and I thought Kirsty did very cleverly there. She backed off from the defender. So the defender was in front of her, and she just used the faintest of contact to create that little gap. And, of course, she wheeled behind the defender and slammed it in with the left foot like she does.
Great finish. 2-2. Ball breaks into midfield. Here's Kennelly now for FC United. Kennelly. She's challenged, but gets the ball back and then plays a pass down the right-hand side for Mather to chase onto. Mather being pulled back a little bit there by Pierpont, but Mather keeps possession. Smith, infield to Kennelly. Pass breaks to Wild, though. Wild wins it back. Here's O'Gara. O'Gara out to the right-hand side. Here's Davis. Davis crosses that ball in. He's going to get it. Breaks to Hartley!
Yes!
And Hartley makes it 3-2. FC United, well, they've deserved that, Paul, in all fairness. But what a turnaround. 62 minutes played. And FC United, from 2-0 down, take the lead.
Well, this time it was a defensive error from the Barnsley back line that's cost a goal. And Hartley was in the right spot at the right time to fire in the empty loose ball. And that completes quite a turnaround in 16 minutes of the second half.
Well, Hartley with 4 goals now in 2 matches.